Click.
Well, good evening, everyone on the call, and we'd like to welcome our internet listeners coming into the conference call. Today's Wednesday evening. It's usually question and answers. And I want to say I thank everyone for coming and being with us, and we really appreciate your love and light. And at this time, we still have callers coming in. I had another caller come in. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Lone Wolf in Sedona.
Hey, Lone Wolf. Welcome to the call. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Well, you know what, Morgan? I really appreciate the upbringing I had. My father was Cherokee Indian. And
wow, interesting.
Us having a farm and doing things old-fashioned way and the things he taught me, I'm so grateful for the life I had. I mean, we were dirt poor, but we were the happiest family in the world. You know?
I didn't get that balance. I just got that my parents worked very hard for the five children that they had, and they both worked really long hours and stuff. So.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Did I hear another caller come in?
Yes, it's Diane in Minnesota.
Hi, Diane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're good. Glad to hear you.
Thank you.
And another caller joined in. Welcome to the call.
Why can't you come into the thing? I know that you're... Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Good evening, Don.
Oh,
here
in spirit. I'm here in spirit.
Good evening, Rock. Please say that, buddy.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Good evening to you, Shirley, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, Heis, I don't know if you heard, but we're on BBC.
Yeah. I was here.
Great.
All right, then we have the mail. Join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, I'm Bert Angel from Florida.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right, then welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, good evening. How are you doing, brother?
I could be better.
Yes. But not too bad.
I'm saying prayers for you, love.
Yep, we are.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Morgan.
That's okay, Don.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Edna.
Guten Abend. Good evening, Edna. How are you?
Yeah.
Sehr gut, danke. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, this is Raiden from New Mexico.
Good evening and welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, when's emails didn't come through today, usually?
Yes, I also have not received it yet.
I got mine.
Okay, good.
I forgot to feed the gerbils.
Is that a secret code or something? No, what?
Yeah, it's funny. Didn't come out.
Welcome to the next participant. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome. How are you?
Fine. Pretty good.
All right. Your middle name is Off, right? Jane?
Me? Yeah. Middle name?
Yes.
I don't have a middle name.
Okay. I thought it was Off, and then it fits with your last name.
No.
Happy New Moon and Chinese New Year.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up, Ice?
Oh, another day, man. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Next caller, please say your name and location.
I'm just calling back.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, who's that? Is that Marilyn?
Donna.
Donna, hi, Donna.
More people joined in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
This is Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger. How you doing?
Doing super. How about you?
Super as well, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And if there are more calls that just came in, if you have a chance, please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. It is 6:02. Vin is not here yet. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hi, Percy. How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Percy.
Hey, Heiss. I'm just getting that radio show where he was on Coast to Coast.
All right.
I just got that on my little plug-in, my computer thing, and it was wonderful. He was brilliant. Hey. I loved it.
Yeah.
The most recent?
Yes, the most recent one. Yes, I have the others, yeah. Or I heard them in
how did you get that
circumstance?
Recent one? Are you on the Coast Insider list or something?
I wish. No, I sent to Win for it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one, so.
And welcome back.
Oh, Vin for it.
John from Las Vegas.
Hey, John. Good evening, and welcome to the call. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys.
Terry.
Really nice to hear your voice.
All right. Good to hear your voice as well.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
And I hear Wynn as well. Good evening, Wynn.
Okay, Terry, is it nice to hear everybody else's voice?
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hey,
Wynn. Is that the distinctive voice of Donna?
Yes, it is. Donna's back from the dead.
What?
I am so glad to hear it. She wasn't doing well, I heard.
I'm finally getting my feet back up underneath me.
You had a car accident, right?
No, Dave had the car accident.
I see.
How's Dave doing?
He's doing much better. He went through and finally got that tooth out, and he had to operate on a cyst in his head, and he got another car last Saturday, so everything is rolling really well for him.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, I think coming into our calls may not fix everything, but it makes for a speedier recovery.
Seems to, yeah.
I agree. When as sick as I was, I was listening to replays, and I kept getting better and better.
Well, Ben,
do I hear Chris on the back in the background there?
You sure do, man. You see my thing about that bar in Memphis, Ernestine and Hazel's? Did you read that?
What?
About that coffee shop in bar in Memphis?
Yeah, they call it the most haunted bar in Memphis. Well, I thought it was so cool. It's the jukebox. People would be talking, and a song related. They were talking about James Brown, and I Feel Good came on. And they were talking about exorcism, and Sympathy for the Devil came on. It used to be a brothel, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I used to live in a former brothel one time. Okay.
Oh, cool.
I shouldn't tell that to everybody. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, tell us the story.
Oh, you want to hear the story?
Yep.
Of course.
You guys like these underbelly stories, right?
Is that part of your musical education?
Well, the underdog, anyway.
I liked them, and I've lived them.
To be too delighted.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell the story because the last couple of Wednesdays I started talking, and then they cut our channeling side short. And we probably have a little echo. Do we have a little echo?
Probably me.
Yeah. I don't hear much.
Yeah, a little from you, Jerry.
Well, this is now the echo's gone, right?
Yeah. I don't hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is one of those weird nights. I was thinking of doing a playback, but Terry and I are on the road, and it's one of those events where we are in front of Starbucks. And we've done this before, and we have to move the energy to this point where we are. And I'm just like here, just about finished putting the questions together for tonight. But we have to be careful, because I'll have to unmute when you talk and vice versa. Otherwise, we'll get echo. Okay?
I don't know if I can mute. I have four other channels to mute. Because they aren't too good at operational stuff.
They're not too good at muting?
No.
So, let me see here. How about if I go... Well, it's on the other side, isn't it? Let's see.
I can also use the buttons over here on my end.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, Hayes. Here's the deal. I can mute and unmute myself because I'm still operational.
Okay.
But when I'm talking, unmute Terry.
Yes.
Or mute her. Mute her. And then when I stop talking, unmute her. Okay?
Got it.
That would be a big help. Pardon me?
Good.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. Another, someday you guys are going to tune in and it's going to sound like Jay Leno. Okay? And we'll be really slick. We'll get there. Okay. So.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Everyone's muted. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. You don't have to worry about muting, Terry, because Hive is muting you. Right? And that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field, the planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and here we have our sources. Oh, wait a second.
This conference is being recorded.
Uh-oh. Thank you so much, whoever said that. This is February 18th, 2015. We are recording, and we just called in the light, okay? And this is Terry and Wynn in, actually, Camp Verde, Arizona. And let's just bring in the light again. We're not going to say it. We'll just sink it. Center the energy through our bodies, and I turn it over to our sources to give us a greeting.
We greet you in the love light of the one intimate creator. This is from us, and we have here with you this 18th day of February 2015. And we are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We do not come through the telephone lines or through the computer. We come directly to you. And it's not even a beam. It's like we're just there. We are very nonlinear. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. We're going to start off with a question from Don Herman. And he asks a question about intuition. And from the source's point of view, what is intuition? What's the relationship between intuition and the Akashic record or field? How can we increase our intuitive abilities? Thank you.
This is a very good question. The intuitive abilities which everyone has are there for the taking. One needs to step aside from any aspects of the veil. To the degree that the veil is present in one's life, then it is a veiling of the person's intuitive abilities. Intuition has more grounding in the ability to actually see what is going on and to intuit what will happen based upon what has been happening, what the attitudes, what the intention of all of the people that are there together result in when one person has an inkling of even a future event, which may or may not come true, then based upon the intentions and the agreements and the contracts of the individuals involved, this is knowable. And the more one can set aside the veil, the more one can be privy to these kinds of information.
Thank you. And next question is from Bonnie in Corona, okay? And I have been meditating since my early 20s and have had some remarkable visions over the years. Several times now, I have had the experience of seeing faces, like a slideshow of faces, which one after another slide into view. Every now and then, one will come forward right in my face with a knowing smile and maybe a wink, and then move on to be replaced by another face. Who are these people? I have considered the possibility that they may be other versions of myself. She doesn't say if she had these when she was sleeping or when she's awake, but I think she means when she's awake. That's Bonnie in Corona, California. I'll turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you, Juan. You have had many bodies, many faces, and these faces have been recorded in your own memory. In other lives, these faces were actual people, and there is a very strong manifest memory in your own matrix structure of those spaces and those bodies that you had inhabited. And an individual is a complex, and the complex is traveling together. So partly the faces were people that you had been and are being remembered by your own matrix, and partly they are individuals who you have known and have joined forces with you and are appearing. Lay back and enjoy the slideshow and let the faces roll and enjoy the differences, the expression, the differences of the different structure of faces, and send them love as they go by. Some of them may dissolve and disappear. Some of them may then roll back and be seen again.
Is that the end?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Next question is from Terry LaBarba in Dallas. From listening to the conference calls, it sounds there like there's a cutoff point in time, which may be happening now, that those who die after this time will either graduate with options to reincarnate for service, or those who won't graduate will die only by one as usual and then reincarnate on another third density planet. I'm not sure that's accurate, reincarnating on another third density planet, but we'll let them ask that. I know at different times that's something that seemed to be said. I'm not sure if that's true. If this is so, what can we expect to happen with Earth? Will Earth get slowly better as only graduates can be born here, while the non-graduating physical people die off? Are we into the phase now, that phase now, and are the newly born today all graduates? Are they still facing the challenge of getting caught up in the remaining negativity and risking their status? Or will there be a rapture-like harvest of graduates while they are still alive on the Earth, and a relocating of non-graduates to another planet while they're still in bodies? The last scenario sounds like there would be no people left on Earth if we are either raptured or relocated. Thank you. Maybe I should make a couple of comments before I turn it over here. You know, there is a, you could say, it seems to me that we are in the midst of the classic war in heaven that was predicted by the Bible, except the specifics of it are way more available to anyone who looks. And we have one ET group, some people call them the reptilians. And if you really want to learn about them, there's a gentleman by the name of David Icke, I-C-K-E, that is probably the best writer about the reptilians. Or look him up on YouTube. But be prepared, because this is pretty out there stuff. And even it took me a while to think that he had it right, because and there's the reptilians who are attempting to take over our planet. There are the Greys who are abducting people and creating hybrids who want to take over the planet. And some people say the reptilian Greys are in cahoots. And then there's us, who probably still the great majority of people are totally brain dead about all of this stuff. And if you try to talk to them about it, they will think you're brain dead. And it's very hard to get people to be aware of this. And that in the midst of all of this, there's those of us that are saying, I want to keep my heart open and graduate this realm. So what happens to the Earth, to a great degree from my study of this, depends on the amount of people that that are winning in consciousness on either side. We have humans who have a growing awareness of things like the Illuminati and all the negative things that are control patterns that have been happening on our planet, and all the things like 9-1-1, and why does that happen? And it's growing. And I mean, anyone that looks that up on YouTube, if you don't have an opinion to start off with, you will find out it was most definitely an inside job. Okay. But there are a lot of people out there that will not even consider that possibility, even with a huge, incredible amount of evidence indicative that that's no other way it could have been. And that's not my job to talk about that. But if you want to do your own research, if you're not sure, just look up, do a start page search, start page, which keeps you off of the record. It's an anonymous browser. And do a search on 9-1-1 conspiracy and look at all the anomalies that have to do with that particular incident, and that there is no way it could have happened the way we have been told it happened. It's absolutely impossible. What are the motivations? People speculate that it was to get oil and to have an excuse to go into the Middle East. But my personal thing is that I think it's part of this battle between these negative aliens that are attempting to take over our planet. And I first learned about that through Carla Ruckert's channelings when I was first studying Wilcock, where they said, these guys can channel through people just like the positive forces can. And when they channel, they can channel to a negative person, a service to self person down in this realm, and they can be just as devilish and self-serving as that person would like them to be. But they can also channel through positive people. And this is through the raw material now. This is like one of my initial things that I was taking in. They can talk through people that are positive. And what they do is they kind of get in between the cracks. And this is why Carla has always said, be careful of the questions you ask, because you'll pull in a negative source. And in my opinion, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct, all those people that are talking to ETs and aliens, I want to say most of them are really talking to negative sources. I know for a fact people in churches are getting messages from negative sources, and they think it's the same sources that spoke through Jesus. So it's very tricky. And when you're trying to figure out what's really going on, you have to use a huge amount of discernment. And it took me a long time to feel that we did not have a negative source, that in general it was positive. Doesn't mean always, but occasionally there could be a slip. But in general, our sources are positive. And one of the reasons they're positive is because Terry has such a high intent to be of service. And the other reason is because we don't do this to gain any advantage. Because when you start using channeling as a way of gaining advantage, like making money, now that doesn't mean you can't ever charge. We just did. We sent a channeling out and charged $7. And but we don't usually do that. The great brunt of our material is available for free. And I'm not looking at this as a money-making career. It might become that, and I'm open to it. But I'm not like sitting here saying, how can I maximize the money? I'm saying, how can I maximize the service? And I have that intent. Terry has a pure intent. And if I screw up, if I start going off course, Terry gives me a nudge. And it's the high intent that keeps it highly positive. Because what happens is when you start doing it for money, then you start wanting to please people. You want them to spend more money. And when you start to want to please people, you lose your intent of connecting with source, and you leave an opening for a negative source to come in. So if you guys are getting a lot out of our work, and I know you are, I get the emails from you, this is why we do it this way. And you can always make a donation or buy the things, little things we're selling, and it helps. But the brunt of what we're putting out is going to be available at no charge. Now, with that, they all forgot the question. Let me read the question again, because Terry LaBarbera in Dallas is wondering about graduation and whether people are going to other planets, whether they're coming back down here on Earth. What can we expect to happen on Earth? Now, remember, I gave you, there's trajectories, and our sources constantly say that. It's not laid out yet what's going to happen. I mean, it's possible we could go on for another few hundred years or longer. And it's also possible that the negative will turn us into a total prison planet. It's also possible negative ETs will land and act like they're our saviors, and people will think they're positive. It's also possible we'll nuke each other off the map. All of those things are possible. And that's why our Sunday calls and maintaining a really high intent in yourself, you become part of the team that's voting for the best possible outcome. But no matter how much I ask them, they say the outcome is not determined yet. And on that note, I'm going to turn it over to our sources through Terry and to say what they'd like to share about this topic. Thank you.
Thank you. When the sources talk about harvest, when Ra Group talks about harvest, they are talking about high frequencies that are intersecting Earth, making movement more available. And with this greater movement, individuals have a greater chance to move into graduation. There are more opportunities open to them. They, the Ra group, are aware, and this is the Elohim group, Gnostiki. The Ra group are aware of the different potentials and are ready, based upon the possibilities, to help guide those to graduation that are open for graduation. And those possibilities can come suddenly or gradually. It can be as a result of Earth changes, as a result of human intervention, and the Ra group is ready to move those that have distinguished themselves as ready for graduation into graduation. As far as where they would be going, the individuals that continue in the propensity will likely be rolled up and moved into another planet. If that is the scenario that comes available, if it is a different scenario, the Ra group stands ready to help and aid, and also individuals that have left and are ready to come and help at any graduation. All work done now is extremely important in helping individuals to move to the highest degree of light that they can comfortably experience, and will determine where they are going to go, whether they're going to graduate or whether they're going to be rolled up with the general populace and move to a different planet. If that's the scenario that ensues, it is not decided yet. And one can follow their individual path in opening the heart. And by that, we don't mean to be a love shop and to take abuse, but to open the heart, be available to open the heart when it is appropriate. We see a number of scenarios that could unfold, but the Ra group is ready to assist.
Thank you. You know, some of you may have heard me say this previously, but some time ago when I was learning about fragmented souls and nuclear disasters and fragmented souls, I asked the question that if I was in a nuclear disaster and my body got it in a nuclear disaster, I said, what would happen to me? And they said, the Ra group would take me out of my body before my soul fragmented, because normally your soul would fragment. And so I would assume that's true for those people on the call that are learning how to live within the parameters of the law of one and connect with the energy of our sources, because is something going bad for you, Terry? Here it is, sir. Terry's headset is here. Now watch. Let me put this on here. This should work. Okay. Just a moment. Okay. I just put a charger on Terry's headset. So perhaps our sources would like to comment on that from what I just said. Okay. Are you unmuted, Terry? Let me hear.
Yeah, I am unmuted. I can hear an echo. Could you see what it's at that again? Because I went over.
Can our channeler get closer to the microphone, please?
Okay.
Well, the idea that if there is some kind of real disaster, particularly a nuclear-type disaster, or a kind of disaster which would cause one's soul to fragment. This is a really good way to get loyal listeners, isn't it? That those people that are connected to the energies of the higher sources and they're honoring and living the law of one to the best of their abilities, there's a good chance that their soul could be held in a unity without getting fragmented. And the Ra group actually participates in this.
In order to have this wholeness still, you need to avoid the blast. Even if you were taken out of your body and the blast occurred, you would experience the results of the blast. To be in a separate location would be better, as it is one of the most confusing things that can happen to a being, is to be in a nuclear blast.
Thank you. So we should pay close attention to that. And if we get any wind that is going to happen, that we'll do our best to let everyone know. And next question, and this is from Kevin in Columbia, Missouri. Kevin says, I really enjoy the calls. I have to listen to them after they are posted, but I can feel connected as if taking part. As a result, I have learned a lot in the past year, and I'm having fun at the same time. Thank you. He has a double question, and his first question has to do with my recent diagnosis of diabetes. Kevin, I'm going to tell you. I have to be really careful with health questions, particularly where people are paying attention to us. Our reputations are spreading, and we are not allowed to diagnose or recommend cures for people for health things if we want to stay on the air. And and people ask those questions. I do have some people who are really sharp on alternative health things that can might have a recommendation for diabetes. As I recall, they had things that worked. And if anyone follows through on anything I say like this, let me know if it works for you and what happens, because that'll increase my willingness to keep talking about it. And and then on our Sunday calls, of course, you can put things in the light. But it's good to do that and also find out the very best in alternative stuff. And his question is, I'm working to reverse this and have included in my regimen some spinning as prescribed by Ra Elohim. My question is, should I be doing more or less? And if am I on the right track so far? Thank you.
Thank you. Spinning is good. And we suggest that you take a very good look at your diet and that you get the minerals that are needed and the proper nutrition in that. When one is deficient in certain nutrients, it can lead one into having diabetes. When it is corrected and when you do not, you isolate sources of genetically modified foods that are in your diet, this will be a help to eliminate anything genetically altered, as there are poisons or pesticides within the plants that then affect the immune system, the digestive system, and make it very hard for the body to heal. You can check into sources such as Dr. Wallet, and you can research things that have worked for other people. Also, the attitude of health will stud you in good shape.
Yeah, I would just want to say that anyone with health issues, anyone should be racking their brain on the internet, because there are so many new things out there that are helping people. And you can't, in my opinion, you can't trust the medical establishment. You can't trust the drugs they're recommending. And you can look them up, too, and see the successes. But I would be looking up diabetes alternative testimonials, so you get read things that people said. Go look on YouTube. Lots of times when people are really excited about something, they really want to tell other people about it. They make YouTubes about it, and they're there. And that if you just look it up, they show up. And there's a lot of cheap things, like, you know, I'm always scanning the internet to learn about these things and to learn to make recommendations, because so many people are looking towards us for healing. And recently, get your pencils out, okay, write this down. There's this fruit drink from South America called Sour Sop, S-O-U-R, S-O-P, and it was coming up all over the internet. about it was good for this, good for that, good for the other thing, good for cancer, that it was stopping cancer from spreading. It was, I don't know if it was good for diabetes, but take something like that and say, soursop diabetes, diabetes. And so I bought some. It just came in today, 24 little bottles of it. Not expensive, on eBay for $30 or something. And it tastes really good, good energy, and it's one of those miracle things. Soursop. Soursop. Look it up and read about it. You know, I've mentioned ozone therapy before. I built some ozone machines. And both Terry and I are addicted to the ozone. I mean, it feels really good. It does so many things. You know, look up ozone therapy, arthritis, ozone therapy, diabetes, ozone therapy, you name it, okay? And it's an affordable, self-applied therapy that is extremely credible, that's used in Germany and Russia by the approved for medicinal use. A lot of people say it can't get approved here because you can't patent it, and that the powers to be will never let anything this powerful get out into the public that can't be patented, because it does miracles. Ozone therapy, cancer, ozone therapy, AIDS, ozone therapy, arthritis. And for some of the more sophisticated things, you have to go to a doctor or an alternative practitioner. If you can find one, that'll do it. In some states, it's legal. In some states, it's not. And but there's a lot of things, ways to apply it to yourself, like making an ozonated water and drinking it, or an ozonated bath, or using a funnel and putting it against your skin and letting it absorb. And you know, one of the things that I experienced is that I have a leg that I broke a while back ago, and I fell off a roof, and it was really a bad break, and they put a rod in it, and that leg has been weak and aches, and I used a funnel with ozone on the funnel, pushing against the leg, so it pushes the ozone through the skin into the blood supply and the organs. And it's almost better. But certainly, I used to limp, and I don't limp anymore. So there's miracle stuff out there, almost for everything. And you just have to look for it. In many cases, it's highly affordable. And let me see if we have another. I'm sure we have another question here. And we're getting questions on spinning. And Terry and I are doing a whole bunch of research. I want to understand spinning clockwise and counterclockwise, because we're getting some conflicting answers when we search the internet and when we ask questions. It hasn't come to a head yet where I can say I understand it intuitively, and that's my thing. I want to understand it intuitively, and then I can kind of talk about it with some sense of authority. And Kevin had a second question. The second part of his question had to do with his grandson, and it was a pretty incredible synchronicity. While I was watching television with him several nights ago, he has all of a sudden stood up and began spinning his arms out to the side about eye level. After I noticed this and noticed that he was spinning counterclockwise, I told him to spin the other way, which was clockwise. He immediately asked why, and I was stumped. Didn't really know what to tell him, because I know why I do it, but he was a young, vibrant little 7-year-old who was doing it for fun the other way. My question is, should I care which way he spins since he's just having fun? Kevin.
Thank you. let him spin whichever way he wishes. There are reasons to spin counterclockwise in that it brings a farther connection with the higher forces, with the God force, and the whirling dervishes spin in a counterclockwise direction. Some people, for instance, the other lady who was on the call the other night, feels uncomfortable spinning in a clockwise direction. So let him spin in the way that is comfortable to him. Sometimes chakras are spinning at different speeds, and if one spins in a counterclockwise direction, it will bring all the chakras into synchronization.
Thank you. You know, just to give you an idea of how confusing, you know, up till now, I've had the kind of running idea that clockwise was good and counterclockwise wasn't. And then I heard some questions, it came up that a woman, when she has her period and she's releasing negativity, her chakras will spin counterclockwise. And then they just said that the whirling dervishes spin counterclockwise. So I don't know the answer yet, okay? I don't have the complete picture, and I'm working on it. And it's kind of a breakthrough kind of information, because if, you know, the idea of spinning from the Elohim first came up when they were talking about creating the universe and using spinningness and creating spinningness that would create everything else out of it. And if you read the Creator God book, then that was one of the first series of questions I asked them. But I didn't grasp it then. I didn't quite grasp spinningness and how spinningness creates a universe. And I'm working on it. And we'll be asking more questions privately. When we get it down where it's congruent, I'll be sharing it, okay? And I want to thank everybody for their support of our graduation audio. And, you know, that's a really good model to do things every so often and ask the laser series of questions all in one place and charge a few dollars. And it really helps encourage us to do that. Somebody sent me an email and said, oh, you're always charging money for everything. They're not paying attention to us, you know. It's like, you know, we have to survive just like everybody else. And we don't charge money for things because I'm sure that there's going to be people to graduate this realm because they find our stuff. And I'm not going to say you have to pay for this to graduate. I'm making it available, making our calls available, making our audios, and we have people that are volunteering that wouldn't happen otherwise. But when we do a concerted little audio like that, you know what? It's not, in most cases, that audio, the information on it, was available somewhere in our 1,000 archives of calls. But here it was all lasered into one 45-minute call that has any current updates. And it's a good model for putting something out that we can make a little bit of money on, so it'll encourage us to keep doing that. So I appreciate that. And Ariel greatly appreciates everyone that donated. She made enough to pay her rent, to pay her electricity, to get her phone turned on. And she's very grateful. So, on that note, we're on our way to Phoenix, and that's why we just stopped at Starbucks and we pulled it off. So, we're going to get back on the road, and we'll see you all on Sunday.
Okay? Thank you, Dharmananda, for getting the recorder going.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Dharmananda. Yeah, hi. What's going on? Huh? Are you falling down on the job?
No comment, no comment. Love you guys, love you, love you, love you. Have a good night.
All right. And yeah, thank you, Dharmananda. We'll see you. Are we still recording?
Okay. Yep.
Your conference recording has stopped.
We will see you next time. And thank you all. Thank you for your questions.
All callers are unmuted.
Lynn and Terry.
Thank you, Lynn and Terry.
Have a
love life to everyone.
Thank you. Great question. Great answer.
Love you. I love you.
Please pray for me, Terry.
Who's that?
Julia.
Julia?
Julia.
Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, guys.
Thank you, Terry, from Robin and Ariel.
Thank you, Terry, Robin, Ronnie. Thank you, Terry. Let's hear your name right now. Come on. Terry, you're off easy. All right. See you later. Thank you, Terry, Robin.
I mean,
bye for everyone.
Hi, Robin and Ariel. See you later.
Goodbye.